You're listening to The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
Okay. And my guest this morning is CPA Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com. Belinda, what are the top five tips to put money in your pocket now and avoid your financial hangover?
Okay, fantastic. And I say avoid your financial hangovers, it often comes around holiday time when, and that's why I nicknamed this Christmas in September, or Hanukkah in September, I guess, in honor of the Jewish holidays starting tonight. But to really have you get started now to say, how do I set myself up for success? And how do I put money in my pocket now so that I have the money to be paying for the bills? What often happens literally is that people spend the next 9 months paying for their holiday gift. So what I want you to do is to start to look for money right now. And this will even just help you stress your paycheck in general. So the first one is start to look at the major expenses. I think sometimes people are counting the pennies and they're missing the dollars. So look for things like refinancing your mortgage that we just touched on, right? So where can people be taking advantage of these rates and really saying, well, you know, even if you are, say, over 5.5%, you can be saving significant money. If you go to the blog at ownyourmoneynow.com, I did an analysis of what a small shift in mortgage rates can do. And you can start to see how literally you can be saving $100,000 if you can drop, say, 2 points on a $200,000 mortgage.
Wow.
It's really remarkable once you run the numbers. So take a look at that. Take a look at the daycare expenses that you have. You know, really just start to, the school, start to look at where is your money going.
Well, daycare is expensive everywhere, isn't it?
It is expensive everywhere, but sometimes there's, you know, I see people who are having trouble paying their mortgage but are paying X amount for their daycare, right? And we're talking $1,000 to $2,000 a month for daycare. And so part of the conversation that you can be having is to go to your provider or your school and say, what can we do? How do we work together? I want to keep my child here, but I'm just not able to do it. Or paying for private school that much or more, and they're having trouble paying their bills.
And you can actually negotiate with them.
You can. And you're negotiating from what I call an empowered, not an entitled place. So you're not saying, you owe it to me. You're saying, I'm having trouble right now and this is what I need, right? Because it's amazing. I have clients that are making anywhere from $50,000 to over $500,000 and are feeling broke, like they're feeling that they're scraping by. And the point here that is that it just doesn't have to be that way. And what I'll do actually for the first five people who contact our office is to give you a put more money in your pocket now call, because we're only going to have time for me to fly through these last five tips. So if you want some help with your questions and you don't have a chance to call in right now, call us at our offices or just email us at info@ownyourmoney.com or just call 617-268-0600. It'll just be 15 to 30 minutes and I'll help you find that. So the first tip was major expenses. The second tip is recurring minor. So whether it's recurring minor expenses, so those are small expenses that just keep happening, whether it's that you still choose to go for your coffee every day, or you go for your manicure weekly, where can you be looking at stretching out some of those expenses? Some people have cleaners every week. Can you do it every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks? You'll be amazed at how much money that's going to be putting in your pocket over the next 4 months, especially. Or can you even look at your utilities? So these are all things that, you know, for your utilities, look at your cable bill, look at the bills that you can control, and you can say, well, what can I be doing about them? Which actually leads me to my third one, which is habit. So that's where the coffee comes in, or even things like, are you buying water? Are you buying lunch out every day? You know, are you really getting a return on investment? I know that you're working hard for that money. So how do we help you in easy ways to keep more of it? Number four is attitude. And this is really the linchpin to make any of these five happen, because if you, or other four happen, if you don't have your attitude in shape, and if you aren't motivated and feeling like you can be powerful with your money, you often won't take any of these steps. I feel like that's the key to owning your money, is being this missing link, this bridge to helping you move from stress to smart with your money. And then number five is looking at your credit card. So it's looking at, where am I spending too much on interest rates? How do I aggressively pay off the balances that I have? I think people have gotten way too comfortable holding on to debt. If the average debt in America hovers around $10,000, and I see people with $50,000, $100,000, and we have to do aggressive debt plans because the debt service, that's how much you're paying every month for those minimums, can be debilitating. So we have to work on those five things now to be able to put that money in your pocket now and all year long, really.
Well, Belinda, speaking of debt, you know, there's been a lot of changes to credit card laws, and yet I still think that people can be paying an awful lot of money in interest in credit cards. I know they were paying 30% or so pretty much.
Oh, it's remarkable.
And yet, if you call your credit card company and just say, this is too much for me to pay, what do you have for me? Lots of times they don't do that much for you, but you can give advice on what people can do to actually lower their rates.
Oh, I've had significant help, success lowering people's rates and lowering people's balances to be able to get rid of their debt faster. So what I would say is just contact our office, you know, contact us at info@ownyourmoney.com or just call our offices. All of it is on our website, because there are things that you can be doing. That's someplace where people get very resigned about it oftentimes. And there are things that we can be doing. The 0% or low interest rate cards are still there, but you have to be so careful what you're signing yourself up for now. So I know the key things that people need to be looking for, as well as being able to just lower your rate. But the key is, there are certain things that you can say and that you can't say, or that I don't recommend that you say, because sometimes if you say the wrong thing and they're literally tuned to listen for certain languaging, then they will oftentimes lower your credit line and start to take down the risk that the credit card company is willing to take in you if you trigger for them some of what their customer service people are tuned to listen for. So there's there's a lot of do's and don'ts that are quite important in the credit world. And there is a great article also at ownyourmoneynow.com about the new credit card act and the changes that it does have.
Okay. That's great news. Originally, there was sort of two waves of that credit card laws. The one that was passed a year or so ago really didn't have all that much to it. And now I think I saw the president out there saying that it's crazy that people could be paying 30% interest on a card. But have they actually lowered that?
No, what's interesting with all of it, and I know we're finishing up now, is that it's not necessarily that they lowered it. It's just that they've set more notifications that the credit card companies have to give you when they're raising your rates. And they've now included a table on the front, usually, of your credit card statement that will say, if you only pay the minimum, you will be paying this off for the next X amount of years. And instead, if you paid a fixed amount, you would have it for Y years. That's such an important table. If you get one tip from me, the next time you get your credit card statement, take a look at that, because you'll be shocked. And it's so important for us to be able to help you find that money now so that you can be paying that flat amount versus paying the minimum. Because if you only pay the minimum, that could be 27 plus years that you're going to be paying off that same credit card bill, way longer than you have the couch or the computer or whatever you just bought, you know, with that chunk of change. So contact us at Own Your Money. Know that there are things that you can be doing to be putting money in your pocket today.
Mm-hmm. So how are you different than a financial advisor, Belinda? Really quickly, 20 seconds.
Really quickly, a financial advisor is going to be offering you investment advice. So they'll be looking at, how can you be putting yourself in stocks, bonds, whatever it is. I want you to be finding the money in your current life, maximizing your income, learning how to spend better, and learning how to stress less about your money.
Okay, great job. My thanks to Belinda Fuchs, president of ownyourmoney.com. Check out that website. And Belinda, thanks for being on
thanks
the show.
Thanks for having me on, and good luck in your new endeavors, Ron.
Well, thank you. You've been a great guest.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Bye, everybody.
Thanks to our listeners.
Have a great day.
This is Ron Birnbaum. Have a super day.
The preceding program was wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants, which is responsible for its content.